From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A UN report shows children as suicide bombers in Africa. The United Nations Children's Fund reports a sharp rise in the use of child suicide bombers by the Nigeria-based militant group Boko Haram. It says 75% of the children used in the attacks are girls. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
UNICEF says the number of known child suicide attacks in Nigeria and neighboring Chad, Cameroon, and Niger spiked to 44 last year, up from 4 the year before. The agency, however, says it believes the actual numbers are higher. Speaking on a line from Dakar, Senegal, UNICEF's Regional Director for West and Central Africa, Manuel Fontaine, says these children should be considered as victims, not as perpetrators.
In many cases, they may be unaware that they're even carrying a bomb. In some cases, they've been indoctrinated and they are too young to really understand.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya is preparing to deport another group of Taiwan nationals to China after a similar action prompted Taiwan to accuse Beijing of kidnapping. The Taiwan Foreign Ministry Chief of West Asian and African Affairs, Antonio Chen, says 37 nationals were put onto a Chinese plane for a flight from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, to mainland China. Chen said that while many of the Taiwan citizens voluntarily boarded the plane, Kenyan police took many of them by force. Chen says he wanted to use public pressure to influence the Kenyan government to change its policies, and he urged human rights groups to investigate Kenya's police department. He said they intend to file a lawsuit as well. Read more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. and India have agreed in principle to share military logistics, but a formal agreement won't be finalized for the next few weeks. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said that during a visit to India Tuesday.
Today, we agreed in principle to share and exchange logistics, as has already been noted, which will allow us to do even more. We also agreed soon to conclude a commercial shipping information agreement to help our navies work together to defend our countries and promote and protect global commerce.
The logistics support agreement will give both militaries access to each other's bases for repair and resupplies. It would make coordination more seamless, according to a senior defense official, by allowing the U.S. to easily sell India fuel and provide equipment parts. Islamic State militants recaptured a vital border crossing in northern Syria and shot down a government warplane in the country's west Monday. As the UN special envoy urged the warring parties to respect a fragile ceasefire ahead of peace talks set to resume in Geneva this week. UN Special Envoy Stephane de Mistura's plea came amid stepped-up fighting around the northern city of Aleppo, Syria's largest, and elsewhere in the country's northern and western provinces. He spoke after meeting with Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Omoalam in Damascus in preparation for the talks set to begin Wednesday in Geneva between the government and an umbrella opposition coalition backed by the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and other western parties.
The Geneva talks, next phase, are crucially important because we will be focusing in particular on the political transition, on governance and the constitutional principles. We hope and plan to make them constructive and we plan to make them concrete.
The UN envoy said the talks would focus on a political transition for Syria, where the civil war, now in its sixth year, has killed 250,000 people and displaced half of the country's pre-war population of 23 million people. European governments are weighing whether to order naval forces to move into Libyan territorial waters to confront people smugglers, a new phase in a nine-month naval interdiction that has seen 83 large smuggler boats destroyed or impounded off the coast of Libya. EU officials said they're waiting for the new United Nations-mediated government in Tripoli to give the go-ahead for European warships to operate within Libyan territorial waters, despite the fact that the new government of national accord is struggling to establish its own authority on the fractured North African state. British Prime Minister David Cameron has been at the forefront of the European leaders.
That's the latest world news from VOA.